We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That's us. And we always like talking tech talk with our friend Lon Seidemann from Lon.TV. Lon, how are things in beautiful Chester?
It is beautiful here. The fog is lifting. The sun is out. And I've got one of two children off to school, so I'm in good shape this morning.
But okay. Don't you have to get – the other one doesn't go to school? Or?
Oh, she's in preschool. She's got an extra 20 minutes.
So. Oh, nice. Okay.
Good for her. I'll tell you what, if they had preschool when I was that age, I never would have gotten out of grammar school. It's unbelievable.
Right.
All right, so let's talk about the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. Just exactly what is it?
So it's a law that was passed back in 98, I believe, that says you cannot collect data about kids under the age of 13 without parental consent.
Okay.
And it was written before all of this stuff that we're using now was created. And so what's happened is that the FTC was given the authority to enforce the law. And they went after YouTube saying, hey, you're collecting data on kids under the age of 13, which they kind of were.
Uh-huh.
And rather than go through litigation, they settled. And YouTube paid, $100 and something million in fines, which for them is a drop in the bucket.
I know.
And then YouTube said to every creator, you're now responsible for telling us whether or not your content is targeted to kids or not.
Whoa, okay. That's kind of subjective.
That's kind of silly.
Yeah, so, and in some ways, it kind of threw the creators under the bus because, the creators were not actually collecting the data, the platform was. And if you are not properly declaring your content and the FTC decides to go and do a sweep, you could be liable for up to $42,000 per violation.
As a creator. Would that be per kid that looks at this?
I think it's based on how they interpret it.
Isn't it always?
It's all in the eye of the beholder or the owner of the law.
Or how bad they want to get you. Yeah, okay,
Yeah, so they're going to make an example out of a few, I'm sure. It's hard to really classify this because there are a lot of channels from people that are my age in their mid 40s who collect toys. So they're targeting those videos at people at their peers, but kids might also find it of interest. So what do you do there? Do you classify it as a kid video or not? And there's a potentially economic penalty associated with this because YouTube, of course, does mostly targeted advertising to the audience.
Yeah.
And if you label your video as being a kid-friendly video, it no longer gets targeted ads, which means that you can't earn as much money and you can't take any comments on the video, which kind of eliminates a lot of the community back and forth.
So there's a lot of confusion right now.
Who's rising up in opposition to this?
So, the problem, I think, and I'm a YouTube creator, so this is something that I think needs to improve, is that the creators ourselves are a bunch of independent states.
Yes.
We don't have an association that kind of represents our issues. So there are a few that are, kind of going out there on their own to the FTC to kind of plead the case here that, hey, we need to be a little more specific with people as to exactly how this law is to be enforced. But ultimately, I think it's going to take Congress to change it because this is a law that is being interpreted by the FTC, and Congress may need to step in at some point.
Yeah, it's kind of like pornography. I'll know it when I see it.
Yeah, that's exactly
Potter Stewart, I think, said that. So to parents, the advantage is, I suppose you can keep your kids off, pestering you to death for toys and stuff. But what are the advantages and disadvantages?
I think what this law came out of was the fact that there was fear that somehow our kids were going to be profiled. And to some degree, they are, I guess. And I think that was kind of the thing, was to put parents in control, to know what data is being collected about their children and to understand exactly how marketers might try to reach out to them. There's another side note here, is that there is actually some benefit to presenting content that's of interest to a child. So, for example, my six-year-old, she uses the YouTube Kids app. And I keep a close eye on what she's doing. I have the ability to monitor that.
Right.
But what was happening was she developed a really strong interest in science. And that app learned that behavior and kept putting up more science videos for her that were actually pretty good.
Well, that's good.
No, yeah,
that's
great. Yeah. Seriously.
So, you know, there's it, not all this stuff is bad, you know, and now that targeting is not going to be part of that app anymore.
We're talking to Lon Seidman, by the way, of Lon.tv. Go ahead, please.
So, you know, so that was frustrating to me because now I've got to go through and handpick all this stuff for her, you know. So there, you know, there's not always a bad thing here, but I think, right. You know, the issue really, though, is that you don't want your kids stumbling upon a video that they shouldn't be watching and then have an ad profile that starts putting advertisements up for inappropriate kinds of things for a child.
Hey, Lon, let's just move on a little because we are getting into that season. Anything new in the toy department as far as electronics?
You know, there is, you know, what's been interesting is there's been a lot of like just neat reinterpretations of old things.
Video games.
So as I was going through my content to see if I had anything that should be labeled as a kid-friendly video, one of the things I reviewed about a year and a half ago was, you remember those Tyco slot cars?
Yeah.
You know, so this is a similar concept, except there's no slot for the cars. They're able to stay on the track with an optical sensor.
Whoa.
And you can control it with your smartphone.
That's pretty cool.
And you can build out these elaborate tracks. Of course, the tracks cost extra, right?
So of course,
you want to go beyond the basics. They really get you. But the car actually maps out the track that you built and then can navigate it autonomously. Oh. Isn't that cool?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Really
now, when does this stuff start making its way into the mainstream? I mean, you know, is it already out there for people to buy, or is this?
Yeah. It's called the Anki Overdrive. It's been out for a couple of years now.
Oh.
And I don't look at too much toy stuff, but I thought that was pretty neat. I did go to Toy Fair about a year and a half ago. And one other thing that was kind of neat is there's a science kit from a company called Backyard Brains. And they can they hook these little probes up to your arm.
Yeah.
And you can have somebody control another person's arm.
Oh, I don't think
I'm not into that.
And they did it.
I think that's fine.
And it was crazy.
We're going to make you talk. Yes.
Yeah, I think we can live without
that. You
will
tell us what you think, Lon.
But you want your kids to learn about, you know, neuroscience. This is the best way to do it. They can hook up grandpa's arm and, you know, let it rip.
Oh, God.
That'd be nice. Yeah, that's perfect.
Stop hitting yourself. Stop hitting yourself. So, well, you know, but the fact is, and we know this because there are a lot of, like, science kits out there for kids. I mean, just a ton of them, you know, build explosives.
A lot of stuff is the same as it used to be.
Yeah.
You know, so, there's this new packaging, but you know, the chemistry sets, a lot of that stuff is still going to be the same.
All right. Lon, always good to get your insight.
Thanks,
we always appreciate it. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, guys.
Thanks.
I'm gonna get my kid off to preschool. See you
soon.
Yeah, I was going to say, get the kid out the door. Let's go here.
Wouldn't that be fun? Wire your arm up and you could hit yourself.
That's
is
crazy.
Is that great or what?
Yeah, that's insane.
We are becoming robots.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.